Scripture reading, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. In order to keep me from being conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Devotional. The painful disappointments in our past and the hardships we face in the present are often the last places we look for God. They appear to hold us back and limit our future. However, if we fail to look for God in these limits and sufferings, we often bypass Him. When we look for God in our limitations, instead of putting all our energy into trying to eliminate or get around them, we begin to see that our very limitations have the potential to become our greatest source of strength. Remember the words of the Apostle Paul? "God's power is made perfect in our weaknesses, not in our strengths." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Consider these examples from Scripture. Moses was limited by the fact that he was slow of speech and his past was filled with failure. God makes it clear that he is present in and through Moses' limitations. "Who gave human beings their mouths? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say." Exodus chapter 4, verses 11 through 12. Moses then leads 2 to 3 million people for the next 40 years in the power of God. The prophet Jeremiah was limited by a melancholy disposition and repeated rejection. He cursed the day he was born and wanted to die. Jeremiah chapter 20, verses 14 through 18. Yet God was present in and through the limits of his temperament and life situation, giving him insights about the heart of God that still touch and teach God's people today. Abraham was limited by Sarah's barrenness and decades of wondering if he would ever have a rightful heir. He suffered under that reality, yet he met God in extraordinary ways through his journey of faith. When 90-year-old Sarah became pregnant with Isaac, God fulfilled his promise to make Abraham the father of many nations, including all of us. Genesis chapter 17, verse 4, and Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Abraham's story provides us revelations of who God is, all of which came out of Abraham's hardships and limits. The limits and wounds we carry are often the arena in which God demonstrates his power and gives us his gifts in disguise. It is one of the most counterintuitive and difficult truths in Scripture to embrace, because it flies in the face of our natural tendency to want to be in control and run the world. And yet, it is precisely in these difficult places that God longs to teach us, provide for us, and reveal himself to us. Question to consider: how might a present limit or past failure be God's gift of love for you, and a gift you can give to the world? Prayer. Lord, you know I resist limits and looking at painful disappointments. They are the last place I want to look for you. Help me to see how the painful parts of my past or present might be opportunities for me to see you clearly and discern how you might want to use me in the future. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.